Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan, Andrew Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Sunny skies, weather today makes you feel like we're moving away from winter and into spring, which means Pirates baseball back here on 93.7 The Fan this year. We're very excited about that. And a guy that'll someday be in the Hall of Fame for his Pirates baseball play-by-play. Greg Brown is back with us. Greg is on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Holland Capitis. He's got a few spring training games under his belt, although it's different now. And innings are ending when a team says, all right, the pitcher's done. They're playing only five innings. Pets' heads are falling off. It's all different now that you're not there, Craig. It's all changed since you were banned from spring training this year. First of all, Greg, how are you? You okay? Long time no speak.
I'm doing great, Andrew. Thanks for asking, and thanks. You're too kind. I don't see that happening, but I did not know that Kreger's was banned. This
yes.
is news to me.
Not by the Pirates, but our corporate people. No reporters are down in Florida this year, not just in Pittsburgh, but any of the other markets. So Craig is stuck with us, and we're trying to make up for it by just degenerately, compulsively betting on afternoon college basketball games.
There's also no truth to the rumor, Brownie, that he was banned because they heard he was spending a little too much time at the IMG golf course and not enough time in the old reporter's room.
And Carrabba's.
Well, they miss him down here. We all miss him down here. And we
okay.
miss you guys.
Oh, I've never been, Brownie, so there you go.
That's got to be on your list for next year, then. Talk to corporate.
Well, it's always been on my list, but I've never gotten approval. I've always gotten turned down. It's always been someone else. 11 years here.
Well, I am dead serious. I am dead serious about this. If there's anything I could do, and not that, you know, I mean anything at all, but it would be so cool to have both of you guys down here for at least, you know, a handful of days.
Okay.
Next year. So
well, they want me back, Brownie? I thought me and Starkey made a real bad accounting of ourselves last time we were allowed down there.
Yeah,
they said enough out of that, of those two.
But the those people aren't around anymore.
True.
And you know, the people that make those decisions. And we could fool them into saying, no, that was somebody else.
Greg, Travis Williams talked to the reporters that are down there in Bradenton today, and this is from our Pirates insider, Jason Mackey. Williams saying, first of all, it's just not true that Bob Nutting doesn't care. And then said, Bob wants to win a championship in the worst way. Tell us why Greg Brown, longtime steward of the Pirates, play-by-play voice of the Pirates, why he believes those things about Bob Nutting.
Well, yeah, we've talked about this before, guys. And for me, a guy like Nutting doesn't get involved in anything to lose in anything. Guys like that are competitive at whatever they do. And so when they get into, in this case, the Pirates, or whether it's Seven Springs, whatever it might be, they're in it to win. And in terms of the Pirates' wins and losses, the proof came really, it was very obvious to me, it had been previously, but when he decided to just swallow $19 million in salaries of Coonley, Huntington, and Hurdle, that sewed the deal for me. And I don't understand how others can't see that. It's very apparent. If he didn't care about wins and losses, why would he eat that money. Just let it play out. Let them, you know, if you think they're going to, if he doesn't care about winning or losing, let them lose under Coonley, Huntington, and Hurdle. There are certainly cheaper ways to go about doing it. And then on top of that, he brings in a proven guy like Travis Williams, the success he had with the Penguins, and Ben Cherington, who I know didn't come cheap with his time with the Red Sox. That tells me he obviously wants to win.
Greg, one of the other things that Travis Williams said was right after really talking about Bob Nutting's desire to win. It was about the direction of the franchise, and he feels like there is a clear direction. How do you feel about the way that Ben Cherington specifically has gone about trying to remake really this organization in terms of the majors, but really the minors at every level?
Yeah, I think, Chris, for me, it looks as though Cherington's philosophy is different than Neil Huntington in that, Neil's mantra for a long time was, what was his quote often? It was, we want to stay, play meaningful games in September every year.
Ugh.
And I just don't think, without disrespecting Neil, because I respect him a ton, I just don't think that was sustainable. Obviously, it wasn't, because there was that three-year run, and then some of it was out of his hands. Some of it was bad luck. Obviously, the bad trade with the Tampa Bay Rays was very big, and in a bad way. And it looks as though Cherington is a guy that is all in on the younger, high ceiling guys. Whereas it seemed to me the trades that were made previously under the previous regime, they were kind of safe trades, like the Gerrit Cole deal.
Mm-hmm.
It brought in guys that were major league ready, but maybe not high ceiling major leaguers. Whereas Cherington is bringing in just a bunch of high ceiling young guys that, as he admits, they're not all going to hit, but the ones that do hit, when they do, they're going to be really good. I talked to a friend of mine who's been in the Washington Nationals organization for a lot of years, had asked him after the Bell deal just to give me a synopsis. And he spoke highly of both the pitchers, but the one he talked about, he goes, this guy's an animal, I think is the word he said, is this Eddie Yean. And he knows the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what you're looking for. Again, younger guys, high ceiling. You're going to miss on some, but when you hit, you're going to hit big.
Greg Brown, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Your old buddy Jim Bowden said that outside of the Cardinals, he thought the Pirates had the best offseason in the division. And you know me, Greg, I'm not just going to sugarcoat things and, you know, give rainbows and sunshine to the Pirates. I'm not that type of guy. I think that's pretty well established, right?
I would say that's true, yeah.
I would agree with him, though. I think St. Louis was the only team, because of the Arenado trade, that, you know, significantly made themselves maybe better this offseason. And the other teams, going back to what you said about Huntington, they claim to be contenders, but they didn't make moves to get themselves closer to winning a championship. So I like that the Pirates, they know what they are. They know what they want to be. And that's how their offseason went this year. They're trying to get young players in here, not trying to try to win 82 games by some fluke or accident.
And I think at some point this winter, I talked to either Andrew or Chris on the air, maybe shortly after one of these trades. And I don't know if I would, and I won't sugarcoat it either, or be Pollyannic. I don't know if the Pirates won, had the best offseason in the division. I'd say they had a good offseason in terms of bringing it a bunch of talent and making some deals. That's not necessarily going to win them more games this year or next, but down the road, it could definitely win them a lot of games and maybe even a division and a championship. But I just like the fact that, and I heard it from not just you guys, but from a lot of fans, it just seemed as though there was this want, this need to be straight with us. Tell us that we're rebuilding. Tell us. And they've done that.
Well, they showed us, too. They didn't just say it. They showed it. Right.
Exactly. That's the whole point. They showed everyone, okay, the rebuild is underway, and we're going to build this thing back up and hopefully sooner rather than later, be a really good championship caliber team. That's what I like most about what they did this offseason.
Greg, I'm interested to get your perspective on this. It's something I wrote about in the Beaver County Times, just sort of a thought that came into my mind. It seems obvious, even for a guy with less than 100 major league plate appearances, that like if you were going to try to anoint somebody the next face of the Pirates, Ke'Bryan Hayes would check a lot of boxes. And I remember how Andrew McCutchen had that sort of designation and then blossomed into an eventual MVP. And I know that Josh Bell was supposed to be the next guy. What do you think are the challenges that come, especially for a guy like Hayes with so little experience and having so many people's hopes pinned on him already for a team that I think, again, to keep with the not sugarcoating it theme, probably isn't going to win many baseball games this year?
Well, hey, I guess I kind of think, thinking back to when McCutchen first arrived, I think very, very similar path and time frame in terms of where the organization was. I think these guys, and Hayes seems to be the type of guy like McCutchen, great head on his shoulders, a tremendous presence, not overwhelmed by the major leagues, not overwhelmed by the idea that, or not even thinking that the franchise is putting all of its future on his shoulders. He's not thinking that. It's not realistic. He knows that. He's just going to go out and play the game the right way. Again, much like McCutchen. Which, you know, it seems to me that in order to turn the corner and to win championships, divisions, just be a winning franchise, you do need to start with cornerstone players. And I think Hayes is that. And, again, he's not overwhelmed by it at all. And I'll repeat, I don't think he thinks that the weight of the organization is on his shoulders. He's just taking it. Absolutely day by day and at bat by at bat. And when he's got the glove on, same is true with his defense. Just trying to get better every single day. And he will let the chips fall, around him. And just with the knowledge that, that the Pirates are going to get better and they're going to build around him, but there will be plenty of pieces. And we'll have other players to talk about besides Ke'Bryan Hayes. I look, for example, at Brian Reynolds. Not that it's automatic that mm-hmm. he's going to bounce back. I do believe he will. But once he does this year, when he starts to hit like he did 2 years ago and is the type of player, we'll be talking about Reynolds and Hayes. And that'll take a ton of pressure off Hayes if there is any. Certainly not self-imposed. I'm certainly not worried about that. What I look for, though, is you know, and I'm sure Charrington will be like Huntington and the
yep.
previous GMs. I look for down the road talk of a long-term deal. I look forward to the day, like we did in Bradenton, when they signed McCutchen. So yep. what seemed to be a very team-friendly deal, as it turns out, it worked out for both parties.
Yep.
And I think that's the type of deal the Pirates need to make with Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Yeah, let's hope it's not a Polanco deal. Another one of those adventures you had with him the other day where he hits a home run and then drops a ball that I'm pretty sure Craig could have caught in right field. But that's another topic. Travis Williams, one more from him, Greg, because you're the best person to ask about this. Travis saying that he thinks Bob Nutting is a very important voice inside Major League Baseball for markets like Pittsburgh, and then went on to say that fans deserve competitive balance. Fans deserve competitive balance in baseball. If you could have Bob Nutting advocate for one thing in baseball along those lines, what would it be, Greg?
Oh, man, I don't know, Andrew. I'd have to give that some thought. One thing, you know, I don't know.
I mean, do you feel like the whole thing's out of whack? I mean, in all honesty, when you see like the Bauer contract and things like that, like what goes through Greg Brown's head when he sees that? When he sees those types of deals and those types of moves made by even the Padres this offseason?
You know, honestly, what goes through my mind, anytime these things happen, what goes through my mind is it doesn't work out. Way more in the history of the game, the gigantic contracts turn around and bite that team in the rear end. Way more time. We just played the Detroit Tigers yesterday, and I said this a few years ago When Mike Ilitch died, the owner of the team who just spent money willy-nilly trying to win the Detroit Tigers a championship that didn't happen. Yes, they got to a World Series. He died in I think, February of 2017. Mm-hmm. And I said, watch what happens. Watch what his sons do to this team. And people thought I was crazy. I said, he spent and he still didn't win. He basically handed his children a franchise that will be burdened by his contracts for years. And that team went on to lose 98, 98, 114. And last year's truncated season, well, I think there were 13 or 14 games under 500. Mm-hmm. As his sons have tried to, they finally got Jordan Zimmerman's contract off the books. I remember how people were ecstatic, and some people in Pittsburgh thought the Pirates should try and sign Jordan Zimmerman, the pitcher for the then Washington Nationals. But they signed him to like a five-year, $25 million a year contract. They finally got out from under that this year. And there are,
well, but the flip side is the Dodgers trade for Mookie Betts, give him a huge contract and win the World Series, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
but for every Dodgers, I can point to four or five other franchises that have done the dumb things to sign these bad contracts. And most of these contracts do not work out. The vast majority of them, they just don't. They sound good and sexy when they happen, but and then people kind of forget about them. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's, you know, my fault.
Why do you think teams keep doing them?
Media. I think they're pressured, kind of like what happened with the Pirates, with the Chris Archer deal, and not in a big money way, but in a big splash way. These owners, they get to the point where we got to do something. We got to do something, and they're pressured into it because they think this is kind of almost a quick fix win. And now the Dodgers, again, are a different example because they have built their payroll is so huge,
yep,
and so through the roof. They're almost a bad example. But I can certainly point to other franchises that don't have – I mean, I think the Padres are good. If the Padres don't win in the next couple of years, I mean, there's no chance they survive these contracts. There's no chance they don't go down in a huge spiral – and they'll be burdened again for years because of it. It's a gigantic roll of the dice what they've done. And it could get really, really ugly in San Diego. The one thing they have going for them now, they're the only game in town, mm-hmm, because the Chargers left.
Yep.
They've got no NBA. That's all they have in San Diego. So it's a little different animal there in Southern California with that franchise.
All right, Greg, you still running into Blass down there? Is he still in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. He nice enough to invite me to his country club the other day. He lets me on it like once a year, maybe. He belongs to Bradenton Country Club.
Okay.
So I'm sure it'll be the last of the spring, but I did get a chance to see him. And
is that two hole-in-ones in one round story about him made up, or did that really happen?
Oh, my gosh, no, absolutely not. I've talked to people. He called me late. He called his wife and his son, and then he called me right afterward. He said, you're not going to believe what just happened. And of course, I talked to enough people that were on the court. That was an alumni event, and I was there. Bob Walk and I were golfing in Bradenton with him the first time he ever had a hole-in-one. It was about 5 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had the two holes-in-one at that event. Yeah, it was substantiated. He got a handwritten note. I don't know if you guys know that story. I don't know how many people he told, but a handwritten note from Arnold Palmer saying, Steve, as many times as I've played golf and as many hole-in-ones have I, never have I had two in one round. Congratulations.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Imagine that.
That is badass. That is awesome. I didn't know that part of the story. That's really cool. All right, Greg. Great talk. Maybe you can fill up on Carrabba's for Craig.
I'll do that, Craig. I'll do what I can. I don't know if I'm going to play golf at IMG. I'm not that high end. I'm not that good, but I can certainly go to Carrabba's.
All right. Thank you, Greg. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.